My research, the background for my research is that I'm a nurse practitioner and I work in elderly care. Just before starting this research, I actually started a fairly new job, a new job working in a different way as a nurse practitioner within NHS Lothian that has a lot to do with comprehensive geriatric assessment, which is a process that patients that come into hospitals often end up going through if they're over the age of 65, but more predominantly 75. So the patients that I'm kind of looking at are the patients over the age of 75, because I don't feel you're particularly elderly until you hit 75. And some of my research and some of the stuff that I'm looking at kind of steps on Billy's toes a wee bit, because I suppose I am approaching patients a bit like I think they're vulnerable already. But I didn't mean to do that. But anyway, Billy's research and my research might tweak together in and out a bit. So my question is, because I was involved with doing these assessments, looking at the part that the nurses are involved with at the front doors of the hospitals and the assessment and admission units, basically there are bits that nurses do automatically when you're admitted into hospital, whether you're 20, 40, 75. They'll ask questions about your nutrition, they'll ask questions about your continence perhaps, they'll ask questions about, you know, weight loss or whatever, which are actually part of the comprehensive geriatric assessment. And what I want to look at is, are the nurses aware that that is part of the comprehensive geriatric assessment? Are they aware of the implications of the answers that they get for that? And also, are they kind of like noting it in the right places? I'm hoping to reveal evidence of good practice. I'm also hoping to develop a prompt card, which I'm going to put in a lanyard, and hoping that the nurses are going to wear around their necks. And it's going to have a prompt card that's in plastic thing, like the thing that you've all got attached to you. So at the end, can you hand them in, because I'm on a cost-saving thing. Also, I'm going to develop a poster as well with the aspects of the geriatric assessment that I think is quite important that the assessment nurses do, whether they're in orthopaedics, whether they're in medicine of the elderly, whether you've come into general surgery. Having looked at my question and looking at whether this sort of thing has been done elsewhere, there is evidence of comprehensive geriatric assessment certainly helping elderly people out the door quicker, because hospitals aren't the best place always for you. If you have speciality assessment as an older person coming into hospital earlier rather than later, it will help you with your patient journey. It will hopefully help you as well be identified as what your needs are, get you out the door after a year of being in hospital, living independently or as independent as possible, but also help you get to where you should be, which might well be in hospital, but, you know, we need to do these assessments first. So I found evidence done by work from someone in Lanarkshire who'd done a big comprehensive systematic review. I keep saying systemic. that showed that there was evidence for this. Also work done in London. I was beginning to warm more to the work that I found that was done in Australia, and then I found a bit that was done in Chicago. I was liking that, and also Portland, because I thought maybe I should go on a little journey out there to see how they were getting on. Jamie, if you wouldn't mind funding me, that would be great. Anyway, to do this work and to gather the information, what I felt I had to do was look at doing questionnaires. So there's questionnaires out there. I'm targeting 40 nurses to start with, because I do have a full-time job as well, so I can't target a huge amount of people. But I've picked on, I'm hoping to get questionnaires back from 10 nurses within each area that I'm going to look at, which is orthopaedics, general surgical, medical admissions, and a medicine of the elderly admission unit, to see what kind of information is already there, what kind of education is already there. And it might be that I will reveal that they don't need any help from me whatsoever. Or it might be that I do this questionnaire, develop my prompt card, my poster, put it up in the wards, give it to the nurses, re-questionnaire in six months' time, I wish. Re-questionnaire in it's going to be about 3 months' time, and see whether there's been any change in the education level of the nurses within these units. I'm also done a wee look at the notes as well to see if we're documenting nutritional scores or continence or Waterlow score, which is a tissue viability score that looks at whether you're at risk of pressure sores and whatever. And I have to say, Lynn, just so that you know, that the notes that I've looked at, those scores are being done, but I think that's because Lothian, or the Royal Infirmary particularly, has had a recent visit from some people that were looking to see who were collecting that information, and it was suggesting that we weren't, but we are at the moment. The notes that I've looked at have all had the right information in them, which is good, but it means that when
the information system was acted on,
I haven't gone into that much detail yet. I'll tell you later. So it's good from that point of view, although that might mean that I can't prove that my education's actually had any impact in that. Anyway, we'll see. So that's basically what I'm doing, as well as doing a full-time job and driving my colleagues bananas and becoming obsessed with lanyards and posters and anything like that. And if anybody can draw me a nurse, that'd be great, because I need a nurse and a poster. And that's it. And the reason for my picture is I don't want to turn everybody into a super nurse, but I would like somebody enthusiastic. And anybody who thinks her hair and my hair are similar, it's not. Basically looking for, hopefully, improved nursing practice or proof of good nursing practice.